Welcome to the For Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 11th of December, recording at 10 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today. In stock markets, well, it was a mixed quiet day in Asia. China gave up 9 points on the A-share index. That was only about 0.44%. And the standout performance, I believe, was the irrepressible Philippines, which surged another 1.28%. It'd been up for pretty much consecutive days and then had a little pullback yesterday, but up again. Now, European stocks were firm pretty much across the boards. Italy and Spain were up 1.5%. Those were the bigger gains overall. And I think in a particularly good sign, the Euro Stocks 50 index, that's the leading blue chips, they are starting to break up out of their three-month consolidation range. Those patterns have looked like consolidations all along. I think they've held between three-quarters to two-thirds of the gains off the lows. And to have the 50 blue chip shares index pushing up to a new recovery high here for the year, that's very good news. Very, very good news indeed, and it would take quite a clear downward dynamic to indicate an upside failure, but I don't expect that. Now, Wall Street, quite steady, but off the highs. The NASDAQ was a bit firmer in percentage terms, up 1.18%. The S&P was up 0.65%. But the NASDAQ was firmer as Apple bounced, although it was still up, I think, about $11.50, but it was off its highs. Bond futures prices, they eased, as did the U.S. dollar here overall. And ranging precious metals, well, they reversed some modest early gains here today, with the exception of platinum. Platinum had been a laggard overall and has been quite steady for the last couple of weeks, getting a bit of an overall catch up. But there's no significant weakness in here within these ranges. The gold price is trading at $1,710 as I speak. Okay, so what's going on here? Well, in terms of the action by stock markets, it's still positive, in line with what I think are the improved fundamentals, or if not improved fundamentals, improved perceptions, not least regarding Europe, as something I've often mentioned, and that continues to be a factor. A lot of people are still saying that they don't like or wouldn't touch Europe, but given the extreme bearishness and the extreme low valuations that occurred against that background, Europe's considerable number of reasonably successful companies, not least in Germany, are doing quite well here overall. And so that's good news. And then when I take that German performance, I mean, I should mention it's up, the German index itself is up 29%, over 29% as I speak. Now, that's a heck of a performance on the year. And that compares with 13.5% for the S&P. And a lot of people keep talking about how well Wall Street's doing. Well, it's doing fine. 13.5% is a respectable gain, but here's Germany, up 29%, and nobody seems to be looking at it. Well, obviously some people are. It wouldn't have shown that gain, but I think that people are still frightened. Generally, that's not surprising. We had the big meltdown in 2000, and then we had the big meltdown in 2008, and then we had the European crisis blow up and everybody's face, and the uncertainties over China, all the QE that's going on, the fiscal cliff. I mean, you can go on and on here. There's been a lot that people have been worrying about, but as I have been pointing out, that one after another, these problems are turning out to be somewhat less than people had generally forecast, particularly regarding Europe. I mean, the expectations were diabolical, to put it mildly. And that's changed. Then we have this tailwind, and I think it is a very important tailwind overall, of these extremely low interest rates and all that QE that's actually taking place. And then Owen posted a chart that came in, which you'll see shortly after I get the site up. But Owen posted a chart which showed a significant percentage of shares, one of the highest for a very long time, maybe 50 years, that have yields above, and in many respects comfortably above, the U.S. Treasuries. So when it's all said and done, that's not a bad environment here overall for stock markets. Some of the gains look a little bit overextended. We still might get a little bit more selling before the end of the year, and just to take profits within the U.S. But I think what the rally shows us, and it has recovered the decline that we had seen shortly after the election, is that people are also speedily moving to buy those positions back. In other words, so they take the big capital gain in 2012 and then immediately buy the instrument back on average. So, not that bad a story. And on that note, all the best to all of you.